It is recording.
All right. Can all please stand for the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have a forum. Bill Tracy, our treasurer, I, the trustee, and our new clerk, Steve Jones.
Yep.
First order of business, to approve the minutes from December 19th and December 28th.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. First board report. Clerk?
Okay, let's see if I got this right. The clerk's report is, she's mentioned a few things. This is right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She's mentioned a few things that other board members need to remember for the January 23 meeting. He also thanked the voters and others for their service while he was on the board.
Yep.
And he will be missed.
And this is your time. If you got anything that you're working on, like, you know, when Michael was in, if he was working on, like, his form, he'd bring that up.
This is all new to me. It's a learning curve.
Yeah.
So.
What about that paper you brought?
Well, it's already on his agenda.
Okay.
You know, it's about,
yeah,
you know, the bank.
Yeah,
well,
we have to vote on. All right. Well, welcome, Steve. Hopefully we have a good year. So hopefully we can get some moisture. Carol?
Okay. Our beginning balance in December was $240,011.53, $341.08 for interest earned. We had 124,444.82 checks cleared. We had 15,217.89 deposits and other credits. And our ending balance was 121,725.68. And that is right now. I'm doing the year-end thing we did last year where you have to make sure that your amended budget, well, the amended budgets are fine. We
right.
cannot get, and Michael's out. Helped me, no, we can't get the QuickBooks thing to reconcile. Yeah.
I thought it was about 42 cents.
It's more than that. And some of it is when QuickBooks has made a mistake, they file it under something different, and I can't go in and move it. It says you cannot edit. So Michael sent me a couple. He's been trying to help me some. And I mean, I don't know how the reconciliation comes out so easily. And all of our amounts that we have to put in the expenses come out even. But our total in the QuickBooks account and what is matching up with the bank does not match up. No.
What did Jamie have to say about it?
Well, they're closed today.
Oh.
So I'll call her tomorrow. That has to be done by the end of the month. And I'm about to, yeah.
Pull your hair out?
Yeah. It
seems like there's nothing.
We had issues with QuickBooks this year, and there were like 4 months. All of a sudden, payroll didn't get done. They ended up refunding us for 4 or 5 months worth of mess up. But in the meantime, some of that mess up, they created a new account. We had our equity account, and then they made a debit account. They were supposed to tie in together. But we had to delete the debit account to go ahead with just the equity account because we didn't need it. We don't have the account.
Right.
And when that happened, I think some of the stuff got messed up. So that might be, well, I'll probably do something quick. But that is an issue right now.
Well, in the paper you fill out, you don't send what we got. We just fill out a paper, send it in, don't we?
Oh, it all has to match up together. It's got numbers that, yeah. No.
I don't understand why it's a headache.
But as long as the bank matches up with all your other paperwork, it's probably the most important thing.
Well, except this is, goes to the government. So it all has, right. And it wants zero out right now.
You know, Walnut Valley uses QuickBooks.
They
had one problem when they started doing the auto deposit. So then that actually can fall.
Well, QuickBooks is real easy to go through and use, but this has been a nightmare, and it's on QuickBooks. It's not us. I mean, because where we keep getting like a red flag, it's one I can't edit. It's one they change. Like, well, yeah. So I'm not sure. I'll have to talk to them. See if they can help me.
Michael said he
couldn't
help, so.
Well, he's tried. And he's about it. It's with them.
I know. We talked Sunday for a while.
Today. It's worse.
Who controls the QuickBook as far as?
QuickBooks?
Yeah.
QuickBooks. That company.
So it's just a private company that
a lot of the counties
are using?
We bought into them because they were using
CPA out of Wichita, Andover area.
And the price, we either had to buy a new QuickBooks desktop or we could go ahead and just do it online, and we chose to do it that way, and it was real easy until there became a glitch. And then it was really difficult because nobody on there, I was probably online with them at least 30 times, at least, and nobody could figure it out. So, anyway, somehow, and we don't even know exactly where, I had an idea where the mess up was, but it was on pairing.
We got you covered on that one. It's their fault.
No, it really was.
QuickBooks.
I mean, they wouldn't have given us a refund.
Right.
They had
it was straight up on them because
yeah.
they were resetting everything just like they were, and it just wasn't working. It was headache. You know Jerry and Mary Young?
No, but Martin told me to talk to her. But
she is very good. They've got a different program that Kim Seal had built for them, which is kind of like a quick look. And it was really simple for them.
Well, I honestly think QuickBooks has made it harder because they're not putting the payroll. They file all the payroll stuff, and they're not putting it under the, they just have it under a payroll fund. We either have general or gross, and it's not under that. So that needs to be addressed too. But I wouldn't have known that until we started doing this. And you do the report, not the reconciliation.
But end of year report.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, it'll get figured out. And Tammy, we didn't need a vote on to do that?
No, you didn't get done, but.
No.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to motion to approve the vouchers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Trustees report. Things have quieted down. We have a gentleman, Mr. Thornburg, there. Talked with Randy. He told me. I put him in touch with Randy for them to visit, see if he's something he was interested in.
This is for we're trying to find that would work.
And I had another guy email me about part-time during the day, but he hasn't responded back to the kind of hours, because we don't need another evening guy.
Is that Darren, the one first one you're talking about?
Darren's the first one I'm talking about. No, he lives in Remington Edition, which is off 47th and the railroad tracks to the south.
Uh-huh.
Back in that little circle there.
And he's drove a truck before and CDL.
Yep, he's got a CDL. He can drive 13 speed.
Yes, that's all. That's
it looks like, I mean, his resume looked pretty promising.
Yep, and he's not afraid to get after it. I don't know if your conversation was like. He thought he scared him off, but.
Yeah, I told him not to dick.
Yeah.
Well, he talked to me about some of the guys he works with. And he goes, Randy seemed like he was. He can be rough, but at the end of the day, I think we get along just fine.
Said he can make it.
So, we just got to figure out a time to do an interview whenever we have time. What are we doing on 140th? Where we quit because the people were upset.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, well, I didn't get a hold of Darryl.
And did anybody find out where the survey flags were?
That's what I was supposed to tell Darryl, and he was.
It's closed today. Everything's closed today, isn't it?
I was off that week.
Yeah, I know you were.
And I guess they went out. Did they go out and survey?
Yes. And flagged it.
That's what I was told.
And then they pulled the flags after. I don't know if anybody took pictures of it, though.
You did tell him to take pictures, right?
No, not when I talked to him. He was out of town anyway, but...
So when I get down there, I will call the county, get with everybody. They will come in and flag it, and I will take pictures. And
yes.
And then go from there.
And?
Because Darryl said that the road easement, the amount of distance isn't the same on all these roads.
No,
yeah, he claimed 25 instead of 30.
Yeah.
That looks like a 30-foot roadway, though.
It's probably 60 through there.
Well, I mean, the road itself.
I don't know how wide the road is, but...
Wasn't he claiming 25-foot easement instead of 30?
Yeah, but would it even matter in the middle of the road?
See, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about where the trees were or anything. Sure was some.
When I looked before, my account got shut off. So I didn't want to spend the $100 again. But when we were having that issue, and I looked up the account. Our easement was on the back side of the trees.
Right.
So we could take the hedgerows out if they wanted to get nasty. We don't. We just want to get the trees trimmed back.
And it could have been done prettier if the guy trim was there. Other than ripping them down with the...
And the sky trim guy freaking went 3 times longer than what the other way than he had to go. He was only a quarter mile, or not even a quarter mile from the end when the guy ran him off. And he went 3 times that way, going the other direction.
To make sure he covered his...
Yeah, so he did something well.
Yeah. We have a box that's going to be getting replaced on 148th, the mile road that goes all the way through.
Six.
146 this year. And we have a bridge either this year or next year, 180th get replaced. And they're also looking at the Irish Bridge on Tuolumne. This year, next year. And then I know it's in the next couple of years. But we're going to be planning for that as well.
Now what about 180th that we're going to chip seal? Are all those culverts and boxes sealed?
We have to put driveway culverts in, but anything under the rail is fine. Okay. Because the one bed culvert originally replaced before we took it out. And so it just got built up and then driveway culverts put in.
That's why we need to get that somebody in there to help him so we can hurry up and get that 180th rolling.
Get it ready. And
that's going to be a fun one because of all the traffic. But
You know where the post office is?
Going that way.
Okay.
The last
that's
half mile.
That's one of the highest traffic, and it gets real.
It's been washed out for so long, and you know we got a couple spots we're going to build up, so it's not people coming out of the driveway going downhill. The culverts are higher than the driveways, or the culverts are higher than the road. I think that was it for me. Your turn.
Pretty much all I've done. Pick up brush. We got pick up brush and burn brush pile. Used 192s in red diesel, 105 in green. Brakes from the back of the pickup went out. We had to fix that. Excavator gets just windows, hoses, so far. And I graded 125 and 6, 180 at 6, middle arc 3, 4, and 5, and 2 arc 1. That's probably my solid grading I got done.
You hit the spots that needed it.
About 160th, the Butler Road going back to County Line. Did you hit that one?
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't write it down.
That's okay. But
I pulled up nails, I heard.
Yeah.
And
Belger crane operator.
Just do your best right there in front of that guy in the corner and not to leave much of a windrow. I know what you're doing. I understand it. But every time you touch him, call. So we can.
Which one's that?
The guy with the berms on the south side.
Oh.
Yeah.
The B1.
It don't matter what we do down there. The county was down there. He called complaining.
Yeah.
I think they put a culvert in or something, but it's no matter what we do, he calls.
I think he's going to be.
Yeah, it's sprinkler systems on the edge of the road.
Right.
Took every one of them out.
Yeah. That's.
And that, get that grass whip up there, you got to take it off.
That was installed before he bought it, I think, when Devlin had it, or Starburn.
He chased me down and told me to quit.
Right.
How long you got, you think, picking up the rest of the trees?
2 weeks, I hope.
And then?
Well, get this new guy, and if he's any good, I'll put him and Doug on trees, and I'll start putting in culverts.
Right.
I can do that by myself.
Clear the trees on 120 and 5.
Could rake them.
We're going to have to do something because, like I said, they're bad. You can't pass somebody right there. If you're in any truck or semi or tractor. I didn't realize how bad it was all the way down through there until I went down through there the other day. I thought one of the cars was. While we're up there, we might as well get that one done.
Okay.
Grab anything else hanging out there.
I'm going to just do that whole deal.
And then we'll fix the washboarded areas that you keep having to grade. 186, Walkney, 3, Indianola, the track. We might as well fix the intersection of 160th at Santa Fe, too. I think it chatters right there off the pavement. That's about it for right now.
We got to fix that one spot on 180 and put that culvert in that dip for January.
Yeah, well, you've got the culvert for it. Call your location.
Helen, a board discussions, can we add anything to that? Since I'm new and didn't.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, let's get through the main stuff.
We're on this agenda.
Right.
Tractor and mower.
Yeah, board discussions.
Yeah, board discussion. Tractor and mower, I talked with Tyler. He's supposed to get back to me. I asked him a couple of those questions. I got another company bidding the same stuff, but we can warranty it out of Winfield. It's Massey Ferguson, and
yeah, what
I can't think of that mower. And so we have two competing now.
With the deal he was talking about?
One thing about if you go with an off-brand mower.
It's not the off-brand mower. It's what they carry in Landrock.
So we got a Schulte one time.
Schulte's out of Hutch.
Well, yeah. We got one of those that come out of Canada. And when I was working for Beltline.
Okay, you get parts.
Landrock is what all the counties and states are using right now.
Well, we had a hard time getting parts. Took me a month to get freaking
clutches out. I won't do a Schulte. You warned me about that. Two other people told me that. It's the Land Pride out of basically the Massey dealer. But this is LDI out of Salina. Bidding.
So they build them up there?
Yep.
In Salina?
I work with them, with Belger, moving machines in. They're all over the place now.
So it's
where we get parts, I don't care.
Abilene, they're all over Abilene.
Yeah, you can run down to Winfield and get parts from the Massey dealer. But they don't want to be very competitive with their tractor and their mower, so I called a different company. Yeah, we'll bid it.
And it's just still the same deal?
Yeah.
So they're quoting two different ways. The year lease, get a new tractor every year, buying the mower, and then just buying a tractor, making payments or paying cash.
And approximately, what was that year lease for the John Deere tractor? $8,000-something?
I don't remember. It was $8,000. I thought it was something. Yeah, it might have been
$8,000. And they were going to give us something for the trade-in on our tractor,
mm-hmm.
which
and
was going
to pay for
toward
the mower.
Mower. Yeah.
Yep.
That, what was it, Tyler guy?
Yeah.
He's not the one that's going to do it now because he's in a different area, and I can't remember the guy's name that called me and said, that's my area. I don't even be dealing with
I called Craig, the manager in Winfield. Technically, we're in Wichita's area, but they won't do it for us.
Okay.
That's where you're going to go to get parts most of the time anyway.
That's who we deal with in my county even more.
Yes.
We just drive it down there, swap them over every year.
Yep. So.
So you already know.
Mm-hmm.
You already know.
Yeah, sort of. So, next meeting we'll have bids and probably have the guys here for you guys to ask questions. And pick their brain. Township projects, I talked a little bit about them, the bridges. We have, I will check with SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I call him SpongeBob, but that's not his name.
He hadn't said that, I know.
Springhall.
Yeah.
Dave Springhall. And
by the Culvers.
Find out the actual date that you're going to let the that culvert and two bridges so we can prepare. Because one is going to be a pretty good delay project. Because that's
at what point?
They're putting a 30-foot bridge in down there by the moors.
Mm-hmm.
We have trees to remove down there too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it.
That's going to be a tricky area, isn't it?
Well, we have plenty right away, but we're going to let the county do all the east side. I mean, we'll have to do the work, but they built their fence outside into our right away.
Which one's that now?
The
Moore's
place down there by the steel bridge.
Right.
That bridge is actually off-centered to the south.
Right.
It actually should go to the north a little ways. Their white fence out front is 10 feet into our right-of-way. And so we got the county. County's going to be the bulk
of
that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of fences that would be in the right way. But then,
well, you know, a few feet here or there is one thing, but that's quite a bit. We had pictures of it. They were pretty upset. It's like,
yeah, they hate us.
Which ones?
The one with all the dogs.
Yeah.
The shepherds down there.
Yeah.
They were upset. Why are you staking in our yard? Well, we're just taking our right away. Find out what we got to do. We have to put culverts into the east of that bridge. Stop that water from going over the road every time it rains. Because it can't drain uphill.
Right. I've seen that place completely surrounded with about 2 foot of water.
So.
And house.
We need to build up from the bridge coming back from their place and put some stuff in there. That's another project for it.
I wouldn't worry about that one yet.
That's coming up quick. That's either this year or next year.
Yeah.
So when the county does their concrete culverts and replaces bridges, we're responsible for the approach.
That's going to be a long, drawn-out thing. That's going to be a major bridge, ain't it?
It'll be like 170.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll take them 6-8 months.
How long did it take them?
Remind me of this later. I'm a bit man.
But that's just possible.
A year. It's going to take over a year for them to do Prairie Creek.
Well,
what are they doing? Are they putting
it? No, they're starting to do some surveying.
And, you know, drawing out plans. It wasn't in the list of replacement. Obviously, the guy going around looking at bridges didn't go underneath there and look at it correctly, because now you can see the rusted out beams. Very good. And so, you know, there's been bridges in the county that are still closed and they'll stay closed. Just because they don't have the funding and it's a low traffic road. I know SEMA's offered, because they're the ones that kind of tore it up, they've offered to help, but they just got to come up with a plan of what they're going to do. They're going to leave the low water bridge, or whether they're going to put an actual bridge in there. So that's yet to be seen, and that could slow down one of the other bridges as well.
Yeah.
All right, chip seal project. So we have a little bit of build up on 6, LR6. You got some build up on 4, and you got quite a bit of build up on 1.
Thank God, County Line's done. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Once I get these trees done, then we'll start right back on it. I don't think it'll take all that long. We've pretty much got them.
6 looks good.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the trees back, and
it's basically from that box right there by Nelson's house to the culvert he put in. Just a little dip, and if we don't kind of straighten that out, that water will.
But that road looking pretty
good. It does. So.
It's amazing what trees do. It makes it look so much prettier.
It just opens it up. And then we also need to, let me show you how to put the counters out.
What?
Road counters.
I thought the clerk used to do that.
Well, he would get them ones from
Digital.
Yeah. KU. But we've got our own, and they work. And so,
get those ones from KU.
Yeah, I know. That's what I want to do. They work really good.
Call Michael and figure out how to do.
Right.
Put in.
Yep.
So we need to count like 180th 4.
Yeah.
And then Indianola 4, Waukene 3.
And 1.
Basically from
130th.
Metal Art East, all them roads need to be counted.
130th going to county line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one I'd really like to do.
That little half mile. I don't have any houses on.
I know, but it's just pounded.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to keep up with. Yeah, I know we don't have any houses, but
we got to build up. We need to build up that intersection.
I was going to do that, but I didn't get to it.
Take all that dirt off. Trees out of the way. No, but that kind of line once done, and clean the ditch out, take all that dirt and put it in there. Short hole. And then, alright, hiring full-time employees. So, we've already discussed that.
Right.
Michael said you had somebody maybe part-time.
That, and he's backing out till July because they got us working 7 days a week now.
Okay. You're leaving Wednesday until...
Yeah.
When?
Tuesday.
The following Tuesday.
Hey, do you understand the hiring process with the background check and all that? I just was briefed over it real quickly.
No, I think I'm...
I got to look into that because there's a bunch of stuff you have to do, and I mean it can't just happen overnight. So I'm going to get with Michael, find out what that is,
okay.
What forms we have to fill out.
It might be in our handbook too.
And that's
on the OneDrive.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's on the OneDrive that we have to do.
Well, he mentioned about some forms we had to get, and to do his.
When
is that the clerk's or?
At your,
okay.
All the paperwork
okay.
Is your,
I gotta look into that.
Yep. So just figure that out, and next week after Tuesday, we can look in the evening on getting together with him, seeing if we can get him hired.
Well, and I don't have to be there. I mean,
right.
I'd say.
Mostly
Randy.
Up to Randy.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that's got to deal with.
If it's a voting issue, I'm all for.
We've already voted for it.
Right.
Hiring somebody. So.
And if it's that guy that you're talking about from Augusta and you like him, I just soon do whatever it takes to get him in. Without.
Well, you still cross, meet with me.
Right.
But I don't need to be there. If he wants to meet Thursday, and he can do it, then he does do it.
Well, we have to do it Friday. Thursday's mom and dad. I can't.
That's.
I got my kids.
Okay.
You gonna like them?
What?
You gonna like them?
How do I know?
Yeah. He's a truck driver.
That's a star.
Okay.
He can drive a star. He can drive any of those trucks, and he can move the equipment around. So, you wanna try to set that up for Friday?
Sounds good.
I don't get home until after 5.
Oh, no, not Friday. I'm not getting to work.
Yeah.
Well, let's do Monday. I'll give you time to get the paperwork and everything. And then
maybe.
I'll forward you his number. You can call him if you need any information doing the background check.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
Yeah.
All right. You had something else you wanted to...
Yeah, there was... Before I ever came in here, there was something about Pioneer... hiring Pioneer for work and stuff.
They're one of my contractors.
And there are people that's not wanting to use them. And... I think
well, if we have a full-time person, unless we get back like we were a year ago, we should be okay, right? So that'll probably, if we hire that full-time person, we have the red truck going.
Right.
Yeah. The only time we usually bring in Pioneers when he slams through the hauling dirt.
Right.
And that's pretty much it.
And we had, if in an emergency, we used to use Bannon all the time. So,
Bannon's on our list too.
But they're swamped and they just lost one of their belly dump trucks. He got in a wreck on 400. Brand new trailer behind his truck.
On the bone, was it?
Yeah. Got hit, caught across the center line, hit him head on. He's okay. But yeah. That brand new black belly dump on his body. That's a scary highway. I try to take any highway but that one.
Okay, we the board business?
Yep, down to business. All right.
Consider approval to remove Michael Steves and add Steve Jones to post office account.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number two, consider approval to remove Michael Steves and add Steve Jones to bank account.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Item number three, consider approval to approve CAVEMAG for audit instead of GAAP.
Yeah. Second.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
And number four, consider approval to use Chad Ander for 2022 audit.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Well, that's easy. The voting thing's easy.
We all forgot it. I totally forgot. I'm sorry. Citizens discussion.
Yeah. Well, we opened it up.
This is the time that you guys can talk.
Okay. So, Bill Eads, Beverly Eads, and I'll just ask, who is Chad Adams?
Chad Adams.
It has to be somebody that's not associated with our township. They're out of Winfield?
Wellington.
Okay.
They've been doing it for
years.
Seven, 8 years now or better.
So they have all our stuff and, just give them access to QuickBooks and everything.
Him and Scott do a great job. So.
We have no new business, no complaints. We used to come quite a bit years ago before COVID. And so it's kind of nice to know what's going on. And I think the chip seal progress has slowed down quite a bit in other roads. Because, like you said, ours was done about 3.5 years ago now. And for the most part, it's holding up pretty good. So no complaints there. So we're just kind of curious to see what's happening, what's going on.
This year, we're going to chip seal. We have 3.5 miles. It kind of got put on the back burner last year. It didn't happen. So,
got quite a bit to do, but quite a bit. Craig Nelson, the old neighbor out there,
mm-hmm.
He's paying for that mile to be done on the
board.
And hopefully we can keep carrying it, working our way that way. Seems to help.
The one in front of Dunlop Cemetery.
Yep.
County line.
Yep.
County line 3. Between 150 and 140. We have a lot of, that's our mile with a lot of our homes in the rural addition. It gets pounded. Everybody comes to 47 at that point. Or they come to town and you go to town.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot of older homes right off the road there. So, it's really. Really going to help that. Gail, you got anything?
I have a question about mailboxes. I heard or saw something that we're not allowed to use in them.
You're not supposed to. What they've been doing is building a breakaway brick one. There's no center to it. It's just block on the outside. It's supposed to fall over and hit that car. But no, I mean, if he comes through plowing snow and hits it with motor grader, I mean, it's gone. We won't pay to replace it because it's a liability. I mean, it hurts somebody. We just assume them not be built for that reason.
Well, it's got a wooden post, but it just keeps
leaning.
Oh, you can put concrete to pitch a post.
Yeah.
He means the great big
post. No.
Brick and mortar. You can put concrete in your post. I'm talking about the brick and mortar, the big metal
box. Right. Okay.
Somebody that hit one on Metal Arc here a while back. It was last year. And their car was done. And they had their seatbelt on. It still hurt.
Okay.
So, them are the ones we're talking about.
It's just a post. It doesn't stick out very well.
Yeah, but he can use concrete. He can use a steel post.
Okay.
So, I mean,
just pour a little quick here. It was a little damp water.
it got hit by the water truck when they put the mowing down. Were you the one that did that?
He probably wasn't driving a water truck then, were
you? It's certainly whatever that happened, it's your fault.
My fault, yeah. What did I do this time?
The water truck knocked your mailbox over.
Yeah, we...
No, I didn't do that.
No. No, that was when they were putting the milling in. And he just... He was backing up and didn't pay attention and whack.
Who was running water then? Jeff?
Probably Doug.
Could have been.
That was during Jeff.
We were involved in that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only time. Was it when they were putting the mailings in?
Mm-hmm.
Years ago?
Yeah. So that's
that
was. 5 years ago. A long time ago. You know, I called him. I said, you guys knocked it over. Can you put one in? And he says, do you want anything special? I said, just whatever you want put in. As long as I get my mail.
What's your address?
17341.
17341. Southwest Hillwood. We'll put a new post in.
The post is fine.
Put concrete around it.
Should not
be
going.
They're being nice about it.
So. We had a tree hit ours. Tree hit yours.
I fixed it.
I couldn't get it to shut.
Yeah, I think the tree hit.
Our neighbor does his mower around it, and so he was the one that started wedging rocks in there and things like that.
The county says that, you know, by the rules, we don't have to replace them if we're not the mobile
mower. No, you don't have to do anything. I just wanted to ask.
Wait a second. What did you say?
As long as they're nice.
So you don't have to put them up if you knock them over?
No, we don't.
Really?
Yep. I can't remember what term they used during that meeting. That was one of Darrell Lynch's biggest deals. Well, we're out there working, and we knock one over. It's just...
I seen a video on that a while back, Chris.
Oh, that little bitty 2x4. Well, that guy chased me down and threatened. That's the reason Jeff didn't go screw that board.
No, I don't need a mailbox. I just need to put concrete around it, and I can do that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that was okay.
Which way did you guys play? In there. You're driving north into there. You go right or left.
We're the last house on the left side.
Before, it's like a figure eight.
Yeah.
And so you come through the middle of the figure eight, and we're that last house on the left.
Okay.
Our mailbox is on the
173rd terrace. As long as I got permission to put it.
Yeah.
What matters?
Concrete in it.
I got
I don't
enough.
Want to put up.
Oh, you got something.
I know.
Stone or anything.
Okay. Nobody else have anything? Yeah. Meeting adjourned. My deal won't help me.